It's Sunday afternoon, which means we're here to give you a full recap of Days of Our Lives with special guest Mr. Teo Pinglis, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, good afternoon, all of you Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by some marvelous people. First, we have our newest co-host to my far left.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Tammy Govea here. How are you?
And, of course, we have the man himself, the one that keeps me on my toes and makes sure I'm full of questions. Our special guest today, Mr. Teo Pinglis. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon. Whatever you want. I'm not going to be difficult this time. I'm going to be easy on you.
You're never difficult.
No, okay.
You just always...
Charming.
You always make sure I'm at my best.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us again. This is like your third appearance with us.
No.
Yeah.
More.
I love that.
Really?
Thanks for always indulging us.
I enjoy it here, actually. It's fun. There's no noise, you know. It's just good, fun conversation.
Yeah.
It's the pizza rolls.
With pizza rolls.
Yes.
In my life, I've never been served anything like that. I haven't. Even when I was poor. But your coffee's good.
Oh, good, good, good. We're here to make sure that you're you know, comfortable. And we invite you and welcome you into our home.
Is it because I have a reputation?
No, not at all.
Okay.
We just enjoy you, that's all.
Okay.
And also you make me nervous, don't you?
Which is rare.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, if you guys are tuning in live, thank you so much. And make sure you like us and follow us on all social media platforms. We are Dishin' Days on Instagram and Facebook and _ Dishin' Days on Twitter. So we have a lot to discuss.
Yes, we do.
First of all, how we always kick off the show is just a generalization on how we felt about this week of days. So, Tammy, how did you feel about this week?
You know what I really appreciated about it was the pacing of it.
Yeah.
Monday was quiet. It was sweet. You know, you had Eric and Jennifer and that little scenario with Dr. Shaw, and then you had Gabby and Eli getting romantic, and that was sweet. And I thought, what's this week going to be like?
Yeah. 'Cause
Monday was just rather really just low-key. But the pacing, Tuesday it ramped up. By Wednesday, you were fully engaged.
Yeah.
You were fully engaged.
How'd you feel about this week, Teo? You had a pretty big week this week.
Yes, I didn't get the flowers, though. You know, you'd think they'd said flowers.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I'd be, you know. Well, you know, as this has been a time where I have done this before, where I have been expedited in some way. I don't know what it is. I think sometimes does somebody have a vendetta that they left killing me that many times?
You're so good at it.
Well, all you do is collapse. I mean, I know how good it is. It's how you die, I suppose. Like Daddy, you know, Stefano, we do have a miracle in the family, and that's how we keep coming back. I can't tell you that secret, but you know, it depends on everybody's got a different cycle when they come back, if they do come back. And you know, to have died this time was a shock. It was not expected. Everything was going wonderfully. The romance with Kate was great. The dance between us. You know, there was something special in the way it evolved, and it took its time. And then sometimes, you know, it's like foreplay; it takes its time, and hopefully, you'll have something incredible happen.
Yeah.
So it was like it didn't complete itself. It didn't. It started from obstacles, and then had distrust issues, and then it went into a kind of a dance, and then the provocative nature of Andre to her. And listen, when you get to my age, you know, you like to hurry a little more. It's not something that you can take your time, because there's more years before than they are in front of you.
Yeah.
So with Kate and everything, what I liked about it is that we loved dressing the characters. Mm-hmm. That was always something.
So, yeah.
And, you know, she's got great style and taste.
Oh, yeah.
And she wears it well. Yes. You know, you can put a suit or clothing on somebody. If you don't have the right attitude, you have to sell the clothes, you know. So when this week came, I wasn't really looking forward to it. I'd just come back from Australia, and it's just you take it personally in some way after this many times. You know, it's like, do I really want to go through this again?
Mm-hmm.
But I like the show.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things. And I don't know if it's my maturity, but I'm enjoying Days more than I ever have.
And, yeah. And I think there's definitely that has been a lot that's transpired, you know, within this past few months since Ron has gotten on board.
Taking over, yeah.
And I think it has definitely kept all of us as fans, like, on our toes with so many twists and turns and, you know, interesting storylines and pairings and things like that.
And there's a lot of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm really appreciating writing-wise. There's a lot of humor, especially with you and Kate.
Yes.
The one-liners that are so subtle, because you're the master of subtlety.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, it's also, that's part of the beauty of being vets. You know, you've gone through a lot of different things. It's also great that Ron likes vets. He's at a certain age, and he has a certain and a greater idea about what life has been and what life can be. And I think he's made the show more exciting.
Yes.
I think it, and you're right, there is a different pace.
Yeah.
Also, we're shooting more shows in a week than, so that also affects the pace. But as a whole, I think everybody's stories, I took it from my brother in Australia who is watching. Oh. And he said to me, you know what I love about the story? Everybody's got their own story, and it's pacing well. So I would be contributed that positive to the head writer who conducts that.
Yeah.
And then it depends on the players and how they interpret them.
Mm. Exactly.
You know, because someone could throw you some humor, but you have to know how to play the line.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So in that way, Laura and I had a good dance.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Is now time to start?
Dishing Days.
Now, Teo, if you would do us
what we were doing before.
Well, it's like the pre, and then we really get
into it. Oh, it's the tea.
You're talking about.
So, Teo, if you would do us the honor of flipping our hourglass here, that lets us know that we've officially started, and then we just don't pay attention to it afterwards.
Oh, I thought it's because it lets you know what time I should go.
Well, if that's the case, we never let you go. Oh, trust me, there's always little sound effects. You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it. So going right into it with the storyline, with there's so many players in this, with Andre and Kate and Vivian and Stefan and Abigail and Chad and
Gabby.
And Gabby.
Yeah.
So many movable parts in this. I have to say, the one, as we were talking about twists and turns, the big twist that surprised me was the planning and cahoots with Andre and Vivian. Yeah. And I thought that was just not expected and shocking but fun, because it made you kind of go, okay, now what are they going to do? And then to also see everyone has a little plan. Andre and Vivian has a plan. Kate and Andre have a plan. Chad and Andre and Kate have
and Vivian have a plan.
Yeah, it's like all these plans that are happening is like, what's going on? How did you feel?
Well, let me tell you about Viv.
Yeah.
You know, that you were surprised.
Yeah.
Imagine I was surprised. Suddenly, I found that I have all this wonderfulness of Andre becoming human and likable was part of the transition, I thought, of being forgiven for all my past deeds. What happened when Vivian came, and it was interesting what an actor did to another actor, because I threw the line in, bitch, because I'm walking through, And I'm supposed to say, what are you doing here? Oh, don't be something. So I threw the word bitch in.
Yeah.
Because right up front, as an actor, I wanted to know who was in charge.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, she's a strong actress and she's manipulative. So I had to. So that's where the writer gives you the information and that's what do you, how do you interpret it?
Yeah.
So doing that right away gave me the strut across the room. So when she came, she put her arms around me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't in the rehearsal. She did that on the take.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, I'm not going there with you.
Yeah.
Because right away, the audience would have thought, is some hanky-panky going on between these two?
And I remember that moment where you
grabbed her hands.
Grabbed her hands and put it down.
And put them down.
Yeah.
Her reaction, I think she thought those arms were going to stay. And we were going to have this intimate, you know, tell the writer this could work.
Yeah.
So what you say is, so you create a conflict right away, which is, don't screw with me. So,
but you know what was great about that was that I think it showed the relationship that you and Vivian were going to have. Was that it was just one of, this is the plan that we've come to do, and there's nothing else besides that.
And the conflict. It established huge conflict.
Yeah, and I liked that moment because it was right after you were having a moment with the portrait of Stefano.
Right.
And then she interrupted, and when you, I remember when you said bitch, I was like, yeah, that's good. Like that whole scene with you and Vivian, where it was amazing. I thought it was really good and really played out.
You're introducing these two characters in the transition the writer is looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So if you play it, it feeds him also with what else he can put in.
Yeah.
Because that's what writers do as well. They observe their material and then see what the actor brings to add on to the material.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that what Louise and I did, because we go back to the same workshop. So I've known Louise for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so thrilled that I was going to be working with her because she's such a tease. And, you know, she's very Machiavellian. She's almost like the female version of Andre, if you want to put it that way. But I think in the end of it, and the way we finished it, it set up the relationship. And also when I met Stefan, I also, that, how do you set up the relationship right away?
Mm. Right.
I threw in, and who's your mother? Yeah. Right? I said, who's your mummy?
Yeah.
What I needed to establish is that I was the superior, I was the eldest.
Yeah.
And you were just, you know, one of the youngsters. You know, this is how. So right away, you, as an actor, you have to set up the what you're going to be playing within those characters. How do you establish up front? Because I didn't know that this was happening. You know, it just sprung on us. And I looked at the script and I said, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
And it's all been the whole thing with even having, because when they kept saying Stefano, but it's Stefan O. DiMera, I kept thinking, like, is he Stefano Jr.? Where's the Stefano coming from? And then they finally explained it, and we were all like, oh, we get it. Oh, okay. That's cute, Days. Like, that's that moment where you're like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
But I like that. Even in that triangle of you, Vivian, and Stefan, it's clear that you're kind of the mastermind of that situation. And this week, what we saw was Vivian kind of being Vivian and feeling like the plan is deviating, like you're going to go off and do something that's not a part of the plan. And then the talks of, we've got to neutralize them. We've got to, you know.
That was powerful.
Yeah.
The word, yeah.
Well, anytime someone on daytime uses neutralize, something is about to happen.
Yeah.
And that's what happened, you know, all this week. Suddenly there was Vivian wanting to neutralize Andre. And then the surprise firing of Gabby.
Which literally made me gasp.
Yeah. I
wasn't expecting that.
When there was a talk between Andre and Vivian of, well, you know what you have to do, you know, I sat up like, well, what does he have to do?
Exactly.
And when the firing came, I was like, what? Like, what? Like, what is, what's happening?
I have to tell you, I actually wrote on Twitter about that. That was a difficult, because I just adore her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great gal.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so feisty and passionate, and she's alive.
Yeah.
You know, as an actress, as a person, and when I had to do that to her, because she and I talk about, we've done, even though we have a volatile relationship in the show, to see her vulnerable like that, and that was her creation, and to miss that and to let it be the way it landed. I tell you, it took everything I had. I thought, this is the part I don't like mm-hmm. as an actor, not the mm-hmm. character, as an actor, mm-hmm. because it was suddenly brought upon me. It wasn't mm-hmm. Something that I was going. So that's where you have to make the adjustment and also understand that you have a short time to have the transition take place mm-hmm. and for the audience to go, what?
Yeah.
You know, right away. So when we did that, so she came on and she was so sweet because mm-hmm. I said to her, she's so wonderful to work with and everything. And then she said, you're the most inspiration or one of the most inspiration people I've worked with. And,
yeah.
And that's what happens when you have a good relationship, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you support each other.
Yeah.
And yet we have... It's interesting because we have fans like who like Kate, mm-hmm. and then they don't like Kate with Andre. There's not mm-hmm. a lot of them, but there's one in particular mm-hmm. who is really mean-spirited.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, why do people have to... You know, we see that's going now in the internet. People have a chance to voice and hide behind mm-hmm. situations.
Oh, we get that a lot, too.
And they accuse the character of being, you know, nasty or heavy-handed, mm-hmm. and yet they're just as bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at what people say to each other and how nasty if someone politically believes something else or they're not a Christian or they're a Muslim. Mm-hmm. And then you see how those people come on and just are like... Wow, they're just nasty. I thought, at least I get paid for being, you know, you're just nasty.
Well, I like the pairing of Kate and Andre. I think that, you know, because Kate is such a strong, like, powerful woman, and Andre has just a very strong presence about him, that the two together make sense. It's taken Kate a little longer to come around and recognize that. And this week, I think it did really hit her, her feelings for Andre. And I love the two scenes I love. First, before I go on to Kate and Andre, the scene back with you and Gabby, I love the moment where she was so upset that she switched to Spanish. And you came right back at her and said, like, I like those moments because when someone speaks in, like, a different language,
it was unexpected.
You want to be able to reply back in that language if you know it. But, like, I like that moment that you had with her to just go to kind of let her know, like, I definitely understood what you said and this is all I'm going to say.
Well, that's why it's good writing.
Yeah.
You know, where they give you diversity in the scene rather mm-hmm. than just, you know, punch, punch, punch and mm-hmm. victim, victim, victim.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you're throwing the ball and the person throws the ball back and then you've got elements of surprise within the scene. And so that's what makes him a good writer.
Yeah.
And his writing team.
Yes. You know? And also when Andre this week told Kate, I love you, and didn't allow her to reply, said, no.
You know, I have a stage manager on days who's my barometer.
Mm-hmm.
I will look at that stage manager. I won't say who it is because there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she.
Well, you just gave it away.
But she gives me because it's very important because we're going so quickly to do, you know, the performance that, you know, you've got eight scenes back to back. And so you need a barometer. And sometimes they'll go on because they're also in a hurry, you know, mm-hmm. the producers. And I love Albert. You know, we have a wonderful producer, Albert Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's very good in having insights in that. But that scene, that particular scene where I said to her at the door, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You know. It was an area of the character I haven't been able to use mm-hmm. before,
mm-hmm.
that he was actually considerate
mm-hmm.
and wanting to know, you know, it's, and that comes from maturity, I think. It's like someone gives you a gift
mm-hmm.
and you want to give them something. They say, no, I just want to give you a gift.
Yeah.
So that's where the place, so I'm glad you like that because it was a special moment.
It really was. Mm.
And honestly, I fought Andre and Kate together. Until that moment,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't. I did. I was looking out for Kate. You were a threat. I didn't trust you. I didn't want
not you. Not you, Teo, but you, Andre. You.
What did you think I was born? I understand the difference. If I was Andre, you wouldn't be sitting down.
You're right. You're right. In fact, if you were Andre, I wouldn't be anywhere in the same vicinity as you. I'd be nervous.
And that moment was, that changed everything.
Yeah. I think it really, it really did. Something about the relationship with Kate and Andre changed in that moment. And I think it also allowed Kate to just kind of really reevaluate her feelings.
And you almost saw the weight that she's been carrying lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned, you know, having Andre in her life, having someone who's had her back,
mm-hmm.
and looked out for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a weight that you carry when you're...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think that... she had to evolve,
mm-hmm.
before it could come together, because you saw Andre evolving,
mm-hmm.
and becoming a different kind of human, but you had also needed Kate. Otherwise, if you didn't have that balance, because that's where the relationship works, because there's a balance there. It's not like I'm in charge and she's just the woman.
Yeah,
she happens to be a woman and a very strong woman, who also, and especially in this day and age, mm-hmm. you know, they have opinions and you have to listen, because it's also part of you as well in the decision making.
Yeah.
So she had to evolve as well. So that's why I think that moment worked, because suddenly you weren't saying, oh, I don't trust her, what she's going to do, or I'm not sure what he's up to. No, because of the transitions, mm-hmm. and it came together, that speech, I felt, created a new moment,
mm-hmm.
in the way you would have looked at that relationship. But the only trouble is, you know, we went that far and then...
I know.
And poof, yeah. Poof. Yeah. Another moment that I found was interesting, and it's part of this, and we can cover this here, was Theo left. He went to South Africa to get his surgery and rehabilitated after being shot. But I found it interesting, but I felt like I understood why, that Kate and Andre were the two that weren't able to say goodbye to Theo.
So do you think it was a setup so they would have the alone time to have that moment?
I think that, but I also think that it wasn't one of those things that... I felt like if it had happened as a fan, we would have been like, but she's responsible for Theo being shot. So it would create that awkward moment again of like, you know, that goodbye. I felt like the way that it happened was, it was sweet. It was with family and Claire and everything. And it was like, just kind of like a great send off. So I kind of like that they missed that moment. Mm. What did you think about that moment, Teo?
I didn't pay much attention to it, to be honest with you. You know, when we're going that fast, you don't always have cogs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not every scene's going to have that. It's not going to be a signpost in the experiences of these characters' development.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all I know is we did all that. And what? For what?
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing. You go, oh. So, whatever his plan is, you know, every time a writer comes, but I don't know why they like killing me. I keep going, can't I just walk up the stairs? Can I just go, like Bill and Susan did one time, and they weren't there for a while or something. But, you know, just go upstairs and say, you know what, I think I'm going to go upstairs and rest.
7 years later.
And 7 years later, he comes down looking as youthful as possible after a deep sleep, you know.
I had a thought. Oh, my God, I've turned into Mark. I had a thought, and then I totally
forgot. Where is Mark?
Thank you for asking. Mark is covering the SAG Awards.
Oh.
So he is on the red carpet.
Say, the day of my funeral, he's not here.
He is, you know what, he's mourning in his own way.
Oh, sure, the flowers are everywhere. I hope his hair is flat.
I can't.
That is the worst thing
you could
say.
I can't wait to show him that part.
I cannot get over that he's not here today. You know, it kind of interrupts what I hadn't planned.
Oh.
But that's okay, I'm over it.
Well, now I want to know what you have planned.
I can't.
Okay.
We'll have to have you back. Well, again.
As what?
Yeah. So you can What's it enact like? Your plan.
The afterlife.
Have you been to the cemetery lately?
Well, maybe we can have you back and just talk about the whole time span. It's just one full hour of us talking about.
Well, you know what it did too. I mean, there are going to be incidences that you'll see because it is a whodunit.
Yeah, and you know. That's what I always look forward to with days and murders that happen, because then it turns into a whodunit. Because this week we saw Vivian wanting to neutralize Andre. We saw Gabby wanting said that she, you know, one of her last lines was, you know, I'll kill him.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, it's Andre is a Demera. So
Stefan making the phone call.
Yes.
What phone call?
There was
a phone call. I have a job for you.
I have a job for you.
Yeah.
Somebody says that to him?
That's Stefan. What Stefan says to the person on the phone.
Oh, like he could possibly kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's Gabby, Stefan, Vivian. That's three possible suspects there.
And I don't know if I'm taking it too far.
Mm-hmm.
But the scene with Kate and Chad.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a wreck because she's found out what he's done, what Andre's done, at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
It's a next morning. It says yes, next
the
morning,
next morning.
Right?
And everyone's morning. A mess.
Everyone's yes. a mess. Kate's a mess.
Yeah.
Chad is not looking too good. I'm thinking,
are they
now part of the pool of possible suspects?
Well, possibly, because I'll put her in there. But also Chad finding out from John that the whole, like, office and hacking and thing was just a diversion from what was actually happening. So then that makes Chad even more upset because
it goes
back to Thea.
And he said there would be no forgiveness. If he finds out Andre had anything to do with this, mm-hmm. there would be no forgiveness. So
and the finger started pointing closer to Andre, which is what Vivian was afraid of.
Mm.
So there's a lot that happened this week.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
In the future, too. Yeah. I mean, I think... when I was going down Egypt, down along the Nile, I stopped at Elephantine Island and then went further down and stopped at a, it's like a whole rock, looks like an elephant's mm-hmm. leg. And it's where Agatha Christie wrote a lot of her books
mm-hmm.
On the Nile.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a wonderful hotel there, and that's where it was written. So this is like, you know... When you get a formula that is perfect, which is an Agatha Christie, which is gives you, you know, tricks of storyline, and you know, mm-hmm. sometimes you think someone's dead and they're not; they turn up later.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like, you know, this is an Agatha Christie
mm-hmm.
kind of storyline, and the audience always likes that because it makes them, you know, you have conversations.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And
you can't always. I mean, love stories don't always, you know. Oh, it's lovely to see them. Naked or whatever, or it's not lovely to see them expressing their love, but murder mysteries,
yeah.
thrillers.
It's always good.
It's always good.
Yeah.
The unraveling, the discoveries.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't wait. I don't want us to run out of time. Time is just ticking by so quick. We're going to brush through these other storylines very quickly. Lonnie, JJ, and Eli.
Right.
So Lonnie has decided to keep her baby. JJ thinks he's the father. JJ's also... no one in Salem can hold a secret, I've noticed. It's like you tell someone something, and then you say not to say something, but they say something anyway.
That's life.
Well, that's true.
And people over here.
Yeah.
Even well, from 20
I mean, look
away.
At Mark. That's true. He's always saying he's not going to say anything, and it's all
and
over the social network.
Well, good luck keeping that lady in check. I love that Valerie this week told Eli that he and Lonnie have to tell Gabby and JJ what happened.
Yeah.
Because now she knows that Lonnie is pregnant, and I think she's putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And one of the things that I thought was, and I don't know if you noticed this, but right when Valerie found out that Lonnie was pregnant, there was a shot of all three of them just kind of standing there. And for some reason, I was just like, brilliant. I don't know why little things like that.
It was one of those turning points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Any thoughts about what would, okay. Well, I'll ask you.
What? What's the question?
Since you've been, I know, I actually have one. I have a question, Teo.
Yes.
Regarding this storyline.
Okay.
Especially someone who whose characters have always dealt with secrets and lies and everything like that. Do you think that Lonnie and Eli should reveal that they made love and that she's now pregnant with his baby?
Is she? Is it his baby? It is Eli's baby.
But she wants to pass it off
as JJ's.
As JJ's.
Oh, I see. But the color of the child will be different, right?
And they address that.
She doesn't care.
They address that. What's funny is when she talked to Kayla and said, well, you know, I'm light-skinned, and, you know, he can, you know, the DNA, and I can just continue to pass it off as maybe he had.
Well, look at the royal household, you know, in England, and who's getting married, and whose mother's black, and how she doesn't look that way. But, you know, there's been, you know, children down the future where a child will come out, and it's black. You know, that happens, and like the second generation or something. But I think makes good story. You know, JJ is a very vulnerable character. You know, he's he reminds me of the 50s actors, you know, like the James Dean type, you know, that kind of a look. It's very all-American. It's vulnerable, but at the same time, don't screw with me. Attitude that he can get into. You know, at first I wasn't sure about her as a character. You know, because I there's so much going on that you haven't got time. But I remember seeing her work recently, and I thought she did some lovely work. There's a vulnerable state because those doughy eyes, you know, that she has are so pretty. And with him being so, you know, what I like about his character's transition is because of what he went through, there's this vulnerability now that he didn't have as much before. So he's really open to other people's feelings because he knows what it's like to have pain. So he sees the pain with her. So I think that works nicely.
That works,
Aren't you glad you asked?
I am glad. I am glad I'm asked. I don't know. It'll make for, and it's keeping me on my toes. And it keeps me, like, interested in what's going to happen. Because I almost understand why she wants to keep the baby now. Because he's so happy and because of everything that's happened. But I'm like, girl, that ain't his baby. You can't give him false hope.
But that's life.
It is true. That is life.
What do you think of Stefan?
I like Stefan. I think there's something about him that's so commanding and powerful and devious, kind of, that I'm intrigued by him.
And you?
I loved him from the get-go. But I thought this week his colors came out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. This is a new family, and he wants to get to know his new family. But then someone on Twitter said, you know, he just wants everything that Chad has. He wants the business. He wants his wife. And that was the first time. Yeah.
But there's
I think that's right.
There's something interesting between him and Abigail that I like.
Yes.
I really like.
You know what it is?
Like that.
There's something raw.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Billy's character, Chad, was kind of romantic and everything. This guy, you know, at the end of the game, it's going to be painful.
She slapped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be painful.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a hard slap.
Yeah, she likes it because she's a woman. She's seeing the bravado within herself is something she never did, which she would have liked to. But he was my nephew on General Hospital.
Yes.
You know, he was a Cassadine. So he was kind of very low-key. But it's interesting to see him as a Demera because I think he looks more like a Demera to me than anyone else from before. Because EJ and Billy look to me more like Hortons. But he looks like a Demera. So he's got a mystery thing about him.
There's a darkness.
Well, he has to be because he's a Demera. And you've got to come in with mystery. So he knows how to sustain it. That's what I like about him. If I ever came back, I would love to. As the eldest come back and confront, you know. Hopefully Andre opens the coffin and he gets out and he goes, "Phew, glad that's over."
Oh, God. Oh, that would be the day.
Did you see the hand fall out?
Yeah.
I wonder when they did that.
It's like, what's happening? It's like, oh, God, not again.
Yeah.
So that was that. And then quickly, let's go into some tidbits, and then we'll take your phone calls and questions before they kick us out. So, Jen and Eric.
Yes. I know you're having problems with that. With the storyline or with them as a couple?
It's just now this triangle that, like, I don't... Like this week, having the date with Dr. Shaw at Brady Pub, and Eric's there and has to work, and, you know...
But I thought you'd like Meatloaf.
Yeah,
but Meatloaf is your favorite.
That whole thing, like, it's just kind of... Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently Meatloaf is her favorite, she decided to order the fish, and he's pressing this meat, like, you like Meatloaf, why aren't you ordering the Meatloaf? And she's just like, well, I want something different. And I'm like, oh, gosh, so we're going to play this game of, like, I like you, but you like someone else, and you won't have me, so I got this guy to make you jealous. That's life.
I like the little cat and mouse between them. It was a perfect way to start the Monday.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
I could give you some secrets.
Don't give us secrets.
But I'm not.
Don't.
Going to.
Don't. No secrets.
No. I just thought I'd throw that in.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. So there's... We'll see how that triangle works out. Right. I think everyone's playing it well. And, you know, we know that Jen still has feelings for Eric. Eric obviously has feelings for Jen. And
what don't you like?
You know, it's that classic thing of... you just want couples to be able to be together and sort it out. But they can never be together because there's always some sort of circumstance.
Yeah, but that's the dilemma of Days of
Our
Lives.
Yes, especially romance.
It's always about, listen, if they were happy and they were holding hands, you'd go, God, this is boring, and you'd change the channel. But because they can't quite make it and you're feeling the angst, well, then it keeps you going because you're hoping they're going to come together, if you're like that couple.
But it's like they can't make it because Anna keeps telling Jen the wrong information.
Oh, well, happily ever after.
But, you know, at the end of the day, Eric needs to fight for what he wants.
This is true.
He needs to step up and be
that guy. He was a priest once, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see him praying.
He's not
though.
A priest anymore. He needs to step up.
I'd be praying before I go meet him.
He should. He should probably be praying a lot.
Yes. I love her. I mean, they're both lovely people.
Yes.
Both those actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
most of our people are. I would say most.
Yeah. I guess we'll see how it plays out, what happens. Whatever. I'm intrigued. I kind of like Dr. Shaw, though.
No.
Okay. Why? No. You just don't like him?
No. He doesn't... There's nothing there for me.
I think always...
You said to me you're married to Armenian, right?
Yes.
And is he a dark-featured Armenian?
Yes.
Oh, so why wouldn't you like Dr. Shaw?
Well, I'm not going to be generalized and just... Oh, well, it has nothing to do with his physical looks.
About a man who just started the show. How do you know what else he's got up his sleeve? You see, you're making a judgment really fast instead of waiting to see what evolves.
Because I want Eric and Jennifer together, so...
You know what somebody... One fan wrote... 2 weeks ago, I was a fan of Andre's, but he's become weak. So I don't usually go in, and so I said, why don't you just have some patience and allow it to evolve?
Yeah.
So, of course, the next week, you see what suddenly the character happens. Changes, and he's probably going, oh, my gosh. You know? So you have to wait. I mean, I think do you like him? I mean, the guys just come on. And already you dislike him. You see how quickly people do things? They judge much very quickly instead of saying, because something about him touched a nerve about something you didn't like in an experience before. So you wait to see what other assets this character, this actor, is going to bring. And then you say 2-3 months from now, if he's still on the show, because I don't know.
You haven't changed my mind.
I haven't? Oh.
She's a tough one.
No.
She's a tough cookie.
No, it's not tough. Stubborn.
For me, I like new characters and new people on the show because it's like everyone dates everyone. So when there's someone new, I'm intrigued and like welcome them and go, I want to see where this goes. Because
you like that in your personal life?
New people in my personal life?
Yes, you like that?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a military brat, so like I moved around a lot, so always meeting and new people, that's just how I am.
Part of your DNA?
Yeah, it's part of my DNA.
Was it instant with your husband when you first met him?
No.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm.
Did he have to try hard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at her. She's so proud of her.
Yeah. You're asking like me a question. Like,
I know. Well, you ask questions.
Not complicated.
She let it evolve.
She let it evolve, you see? Yeah. Remember that.
That was the only thing I allowed to evolve. I'm not letting Dr. Shaw evolve. My evolving days are done.
No, they're not.
No.
You're going to have children.
Fur babies.
Fur babies? No, you're going to have a child. It's going to come up.
Advice from Teo. Listen to him.
Fur babies. What does that tell you? Fur babies.
It's all.
I suppose your dog sleep on your bed, too.
Okay. This is not about days. We're here to talk about Days of Our Lives.
But this is part of Days of Our Lives. It's giving information. If the writers are watching, they're going, that's a good story.
Oh, trust me. We've always tried to give information to the writers. Subliminally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, subliminally.
Well, it's mainly me trying to weasel my way onto the show.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Have you been on the show? Just once, right?
Not as a character.
No?
That's what I want.
Really?
I want to say a line. I want to say, like, hello.
Pity I died.
I know.
I could have gone back and said, you know what? I have a good idea.
See? Missed opportunity. and then the last two tidbits, the intervention with Anna and Tony.
Right.
And that urn.
Tony.
That she just
Tony.
Keeps carrying it around.
Tarnished Tony.
Yes.
She was polishing him.
Yeah. I like that Roman called Marlena to kind of talk to Anna, because I think it's time to kind of let go, because she has so much, and especially when she saw Andre, you know, it's like looking at Tony, and that makes her even more furious, because she would rather Tony than Andre.
I loved her insight when she leaves Kate in that sequence at the pub, mm-hmm. and says, he's up to something, mm-hmm. I know, mm-hmm. don't trust him, mm-hmm. and she goes away, and I went, I like that, you know. And there was that moment at the end of that scene where suddenly, you know, she's telling Kate that, and suddenly it cuts to Andre, and suddenly my eyes come up, and suddenly you see another face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did that purposely, because it was, they're the transitions actors have to make when the material comes in fast.
Yeah.
So you got to, and you haven't got the dialogue, so you've mm-hmm. got to put it in an expression somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's why at that end of that, it was like, oh my God. You know, even when I looked at it, I went, oh, that was good. You know, that was a good, that reveals something about what Anna just said.
Yeah.
I like. So that's where I like, where you pass the ball back, you know.
Yeah. Something. That was a great.
I was out with Leanne last night, actually.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
She's a
lovely
woman.
You should come on. With maybe Kate and myself and Lauren. I mean, and Leanne.
I'm all for it.
Be great, actually.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I like it. Let's try to make it happen.
Well, let's wait till Mark has to not be here again. And we can do it.
Mark, the one who you wish his hair was flat today.
Yeah.
Yes. And then last, Lucas is out of rehab and asks Chloe out on a date.
Yeah.
So I like that.
That was sweet.
He needs someone in his life. All right. So since we are slowly running out of time, we will do. Mark is going to be so mad because he yelled at me because we didn't do segments. But we don't have time to do segments or news and gossip because I want. And we'll post everything on our social media. So the news and gossip that we have, we'll post there. But I want you all to have a chance to call in and give your thoughts on this week, and also have a chance to talk to Teo. There we go. We already have people calling in. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. You are on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony, Tammy, and Teo. This is Lisa from Loganville, Georgia. How are you?
Hey, Lisa from
Hello.
Georgia. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for making time for us again, Teo.
Oh. Hey, is it cold where you are? I bet it is.
It was 19 degrees last week, but today it's 71.
Mm. Oh. Your accent is stronger today.
Thank you. I actually met you in Atlanta last year with Paul and Keith.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that was cold weather, too. But I loved it because we went to the Martin Luther King
monument. The
monument, yeah, but we went to, with the water, which I thought was kind of lovely, and also the memorial there and the church where he used to preach from. So that was history, you know, for me. Great American history, so.
Oh, nice.
And the fact that it's his week this week, so.
Yeah.
It was a treasured moment, that's for sure.
Yes.
So what do you have a question or comment for Teo, Lisa?
I do. There's one suspect y'all just mentioned a minute ago that you forgot about, Anna. She does not like Andre.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about Anna. And she is she is pistol happy because she did shoot Patch in Greece. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, she was trying. That's back when they were chasing, they thought Stefano was alive.
Oh, I see.
And so Anna thought she saw Stefano, but ended up shooting Patch. Yeah.
And what was the question?
And my question is, my comment actually, I know that you're not going yet. I have a feeling Andre's going to be back.
Ah, well, thank you. Don't forget, light a candle.
We'll have to make a petition.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lou. Thank
yes.
You.
Well,
I know you got more phone calls waiting, so thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. Thank you
too. Bye-bye. That's what we should have. We should have had a candle for you.
No flowers, no candles.
Don't you like this? Everything's afterwards.
Everything is afterwards.
Call on the line.
Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. You are on live. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
I'm the one who died.
Caller? Hello? Okay, perfect. Hello, caller. You're on live with AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Toadie, this is Jacob. How are you doing?
Hey, Jacob, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I just wanted to ask Teo real fast.
Yes.
Since you didn't get to do your final scenes with Theo, what do you think Audrey's goodbye scene with Theo would be like if you got to write that scene that you didn't get to see?
You know, it's a good question. Because I didn't really know the character that well, somehow, you know, whatever experiences I would have had were off camera. He was a lovely guy. I thought he was passionate about things, I think. So I have a feeling it would probably be, if Andre was still alive, probably some wisdom, especially where he was going. So I think in the parting scene, I think there would be an apology for his misjudgment, and I think he would round it out by embracing him with some kind of wisdom to take with him.
And I just wanted to say real fast, because I know you have other callers, I'm hoping that you get to come back on Days, because I've been watching you on Daytime or really long time on General Hospital and Days of Our Lives, and you do such a great job. And I just wanted to say thanks for always being kind to the fans and interacting with the fans. Like, we really enjoy it and appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely, as we appreciate you too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jacob, and thank you for calling in.
Okay. Have a great night, you guys.
You
keep
too.
Up the good work.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye bye. And you know, you are fantastic at what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Carol Topol calling from Connecticut.
Oh, my God. Do you have a rest? Huh? Shouldn't you be meditating right now?
you know Carolyn is always on the move. This one makes things happen.
Well, you know, she has a good husband, too. He understands her. Hello, Carol.
Hi, how you doing, Teo?
I'm doing fine, having just gotten back from Australia and seeing my family. That was a wonderful experience. You know, sometimes they say you can't go back home, but I certainly did. It was one of the best trips I had, and it was lovely seeing everybody retiring with their pains and what pills they take. And how come you're standing up so well? What pills do you take? None. And I had my stress test this week, so you'll know I'm in great shape.
Yes.
The heart is beating.
Well, good.
You have more energy than most people I know.
Oh, it's what Jane Fonda, I remember saying, if you don't have passion, you might as well say goodbye.
This is true.
You know, or curiosity.
Ooh, very good, very good.
Or curiosity.
And I have to say, Teo, I am convinced that those ashes, that just like all the phoenixes in the Demir family, Tony's going to rise out of those ashes. And I can't imagine the show without you.
Thank you.
I had to say that.
Thank you. I'm not quite sure. I keep thinking to myself, I wonder what ashes are there. If it's not Tony's ashes, you know. But, you know, if you did some kind of those, what do you call them, magicians that what do you call it when you make a wish and what do you call them, Ouija, you know, that comes out and makes a request of what you want to
genie?
Make.
Genie.
Genie.
Oh, a yeah. Genie.
Ooh,
a genie.
That was a struggle for all of us.
My God. You see.
We were all trying to figure out where you were going.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You know, it's just one of those words that we just don't have too much genie work in our lives, I suppose. But who knows? You know, maybe it'll come out, the genie will come out of the ashes and say, one more time.
That would be priceless.
Aren't you glad I'm not depressed? I could have been depressed, you know. We're visiting the funeral today, but there's no flowers. We request no flowers.
No flowers. No flowers or candles.
No, okay.
All right. Sorry, Gail. Sorry. What was your...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because I would really love to see you and Leanne reprise a little bit of Anna Tony, because I still have really fond memories of that whole storyline years ago.
Yes. Well,
so I would really get a kick out of that.
Yeah, that chemistry is not always easy. That's the beauty of it. We have such a great relationship, and she's one of those actors that shares with you rather than tries to upstage you. She's a beautiful human, so I'd like to see her come back.
Oh. Yeah. I
think that'd be great. I would think it'd be great to see both of you, you know, reprise some sort of storyline, whether it's Andre coming back and dealing with her or whatever. But you have really great on-screen chemistry, and I loved your on-screen chemistry with Lauren. I thought that was fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I think there's I won't say a trick. You have to find how to link with the other energy you're playing opposite. And that's not always an easy thing to do, because some people come in with a judgment and they're not willing to give you anything. But in most cases, I found that the actors on days are very good that way. They do pass the ball back, you know, no matter who. Like with Deidre, for instance, with all her negativity towards Andre and all that. I mean, I always love working with Deidre. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was wonderful chemistry there because both of us found our alter egos fighting each other, and it was a great dance. So, but those ladies are all being great. Even Rafe.
Mm.
I mean, that's a miracle in itself.
Yeah. Well, Carolyn, thank you as always for calling in and supporting. We always appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for letting me call in.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you. And
have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. And we have time for one more call, if there is one. Hello. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Happy New Year's. It's Mike Riley.
Why, hello, Mr. Mike Riley. Oh, Mike is a favorite. You know who wishes he was probably here to talk to Mike Riley?
Who?
Mark.
Well, he's not.
Mark hates me. That's why Tony makes that comment. Is making that comment.
You know, he does. You know how much Mark loves Billy.
Yes.
Well, Mike loves Billy just as much, and those two go at it, and I just sit here and I just enjoy it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that he likes about you?
What do I like about Billy?
No. What is it that Mark likes about you?
Oh, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
No, Mark doesn't like me at all. He's jealous of my feelings towards Billy. But yeah. I'm not here to talk about Billy, because why waste time talking about Billy Flynn when we have...
Yes, the elder...
not the older one, but like an acting gem. I don't even have a question for you. I just want to flood you with compliments. I am so happy that I'm speaking to you. I've been a fan for so long. And the way that you portray Andre is so charming. Even when Andre is at his worst, I love the way you speak. You don't even deliver lines; you give the audience an experience with each word, the inflection, the cadence. It's so lyrical. I'm like so beside myself that I'm speaking to you right now, because I've been a fan for so long.
Well, now I'm being vulnerable, but that's okay. I'll give you one clue though. One of the reasons, ever since I started to write, it gave, you know, it's like every bit of us, when we develop something, it creates a muscle. And that muscle is what helps you then be able to put that in your secret line of deliveries in life. And I find that because I've studied words after having written a couple of books and articles, it allows me to have gravitas to those words. And so sure. So that when I act them out now, because I feel I'm different with the delivery of lines than I used to be. And that I give to anyone who's listening who wants to be an actor is, you know, right, that's another part of you that wants to express itself. And but thank you for that observation. It's always nice because once you don't find words threatening, you're able to let them become and evolve within your own psyche. And I find that that's where you also find the humor, because the line that's given to you doesn't always necessarily mean that it was meant to be humorous, but the actor has to find it. And that came, I understood, from having written those words. Does that make sense?
That's wonderful. And yeah. It's not just that you have a masterful command over the English language, which you do, but the musicality to the way that you speak is just, it's mesmerizing.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, we didn't pay him to call in.
No. I will say, during your first appearance on Dishing Days, you picked a question that I had asked in the chat room specifically and read it out loud, and you answered it. And if you wouldn't mind indulging me for a second, given the position that Andre now finds himself in, not alive, but just the relationship with Vivian and the introduction to Stefan, I would just like to ask the question again and see if your answer would be the same. I wrote that Andre had come from more of a romantic era, from a generation that we don't see anymore, and with the demise of the Demira family and Stefano's death, was Andre going to seek to rebuild the family or act as a lone wolf? And I think your answer back then was gearing towards rebuilding the family, but now it seems that, you know, towards his last days, he was operating as a lone wolf. Would you say that that's true? Has your opinion changed?
It may appear that way. What will evolve after this death, you'll see, because it's already out there that you will see sequences of the past. That's why it's a whodunit. Mm-hmm. So I'm not revealing story. But there's something in the ring.
Okay, I look forward to
which I discovered. You know, you wear a ring and you take it for granted, but one day I realized that father wore this ring, you know, and that gave it a different kind of gravitas, and that this came from Stefano's hand. And so it helped me develop something. You'll hear it in a speech. But I don't think, you know, I don't think this character, what he was doing, how he was progressing, I don't think he was there just to be for himself. I think, you know, wanting to be head of a family as he wanted to be was to cuddle all those who are part of the team. That's what happens when you take the responsibility of leadership. And so I think he wanted that, and he never got it. It was never given to him. So in a way, he was forcing the issue, possibly. That's why he set this plan up with Vivian and Stefan. But at the same time, I think I don't think he was selfishly doing it, because that's not where the character was going. That's why he revealed his love for Kate. That's the way he was responsible with his brother in trying to develop that relationship. Also, the relationship with Abigail. All those things were element of change. So, but you know, you're at the head writer has to then add to that to where it goes or if it doesn't go. So that's where we are right now.
Well, I look forward to see what will happen, and it was a pleasure to speak with you. I tend to monopolize the phone calls when I call in, so I will go, and hopefully there's...
That's okay. He's on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you, Mike, as
Thanks,
always,
Mike.
For calling.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
And that's it. That's all the time that we have.
Can I just really quickly, this interview came so quickly, one of the things I did was I went on Teo's website and had no idea that you were a writer. Mm. So as a lover of reading, I was thrilled to discover this book, and you know how books find you.
Yeah.
So this found me. Places, The Journey of My Days, My Lives. You can find it on Amazon. I'm probably into page 102, I think. Oh. It's lovely. Just the discovery, your journey, the synchronicity in your life. The discovery that you've made throughout your journey and your relationships and the love of your traveling and how the marriage with acting has morphed. That's what I find really, really intriguing. So look for this book. I know you've also got Seducing Celebrities One Meal at a Time.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And you're working on a couple of articles.
I'm working on a couple of articles, one about just having gone home. I'm calling it A Whispered Past, and also writing my third book, Culture and Cuisine, which is about going to countries I've not been before, and at the end of it, each story, I would have a recipe of something that I have experienced while being over there. So I'm going to combine the things that I feel have been part of the contribution that my life has become in our society. And so, you know, you turn around, you want to be an example of doing things. You know, yeah. I wrote this book because I wanted my history of some of my family so they don't say, who was he or what did he do? So that there's some information on the history of how it evolved.
Yeah. Well, I'm just waiting for my invitation to dinner so that I can experience all of that. Yeah. And I'll bring Mark.
You're going to bring Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Did you invite him?
I just did.
No.
Yeah.
No, you must wait for me. That's why I'm called the host.
Oh, right. Well, we'll be on standby. all of us. We'll just be on standby, and you just let us know.
All right.
And we'll come bellies empty and ready to eat and experience.
And I want to thank Mark for not being here. I also want to thank Mark. There are no flowers, Mark. I mean, you know, when someone dies, even a flower that you picked up in the yard somewhere, something to show that it meant something.
We should have put the pizza rolls in the shape of a flower.
Oh, those pizza rolls, they've died, I think. Look at them.
Someone will still eat them. Yes. Well, Tao, as always, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you come in and chat with us.
Yes.
And our time's up. That's it. So before we head out, Tammy, let the folks know where they can find you on social media.
So social media, Twitter, you can find me at Tammy Govea, and Instagram, Tammy_Govea.
And Tao, we all know that you are a lover of social media.
A little bit.
You're on there and you chat and you talk back and looking and reading and stuff. So let them know where they can harass you.
I don't need to say that. I mean, that's the best way you can end this situation.
No,
up?
Not at all.
I'll just say,
where can they give you more accolades and more positivity?
Well, I think you know, if they want to see the characters come back, we didn't talk about the social media this week. What happened on Twitter, especially with them being upset, people being upset about the character. Mm. I was kind of surprised, and because I got private messages for people saying, you know, isn't that lovely to see the love that's coming your way?
Yeah.
So, you know, people put comments up. It's also good to let the writers know, also the studio to know, and Sony and NBC and Calavati, and let them know how you truly feel and what you'd like to see if they would bring the character back or whatever that takes place. You know, it's not in my hands, but, you know, having been there on and off for 36 years and being the original Damara, I think I deserve one more life.
Well, the power of social media and the power of fans. So you guys make sure you let your voices be heard and let them know what you think so far. But if you want to talk to me, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And we'll see you guys next Sunday for another full recap of your favorite hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. Thank you once again,
Tao.
Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.